Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello. You're listening to BFN. This is the podcast about infertility, IVF, and the trials of trying for a baby. I'm Gabby.
And I'm Emma, and we're both card-carrying members of the Infertility Club. Hey guys, about 2 weeks ago we recorded an intro to our first episode of the next series. And that's because the coronavirus was already around and we were a bit concerned that we wouldn't be able to travel, but we did make a lot of jokes about the coronavirus.
We did. I may have said, "Ay, corona," a couple of times.
Yeah, but now, obviously, as things have moved on, there's a huge number of people who've had their cycles cancelled. It's getting pretty serious.
It is. Shit's getting real. And we were being a bit facetious, so we wanted to actually create an additional podcast that would actually be quite helpful at this time.
It's a very, very, very quick little bonus episode. We've spoken to Julianne Boutaleb. She's a perinatal psychologist who specialises in fertility issues. And that is just... She's provided some kind of exercises and some ideas for keeping calm and trying not to go, like trying to avoid that incredibly dark place that certainly I went to when I had my cycles cancelled.
It's an additional stress on an already stressful situation for patients going through treatment. So yeah, it's important to work out what we can do to minimise any trauma.
So the situation as it stands is moving so very fast that by tomorrow, we're recording this on the 17th of March, things will probably be out of date. So, you know, take this. Essentially, the best places to keep an eye are the British Fertility Society and the Association of Reproductive and Clinical Scientists. There's also the Human Fertilisation Embryology Authority. And both of those are releasing statements as and when.
Indeed.
So we'll go on now to Julianne, because we're having to do all of this over the phone, and Gabs and I are on the phone at the moment. We're not in the same room. The sound quality isn't like the best it could possibly be, but I hope you guys don't mind that. Also, I should point out that Julianne's organisation, Parenthood in Mind, is still offering online and phone sessions for those affected by this. So if they want to speak to her, they can contact her on jboutaleb@parenthoodinmind.co.uk. And that's J-B-O-U-T-A-L-E-B. Or they can go to her Insta, which is @parenthoodinmind, all one word. So I had a really quick chat with Julianne this morning about essentially ways of trying not to enter that deep gloom that you enter when it feels like you've just completely lost control of everything. Julianne, thank you so much for coming on. Like, these are very weird times. I guess my first question, I had 3 cycles cancelled, and I know that it kind of put me in a very dark place, actually. Is there a way of avoiding that?
I think, look, the first thing is that you have to validate these feelings. You know, these are real feelings. Already, I imagine that anybody who's started treatment or is in the process of being in treatment, they will already be quite stressed and frankly quite anxious. And so we're talking about a baseline of anxiety and stress that probably is different from, you know, everybody else until now. And of course,
absolutely,
most of the ways that people have coped in the, you know, through any of these processes is to look to the outside world, to be able to go into work, to be able to meet with friends for a coffee. And of course, suddenly all these things are stripped away. So of course, it's absolutely understandable that anybody in the process of treatment at the moment is going to feel very, very stressed and anxious. But what I wanted to speak about today, Emma, was to sort of assure people that this is normal. I mean, when we become stressed and anxious as human beings, we have this very interesting part of our brain that's called the amygdala. It's a little almond-shaped part of the brain. And it's the smoke alarm, basically. And for most people going through treatment, that will already be quite, it'll be on, shall we say. When I work with couples and individuals going through treatment, what I say to them is, look, this is normal. This is your body preparing fight, flight and freeze. And unfortunately, given that a few people will now be hearing from clinics and being told that their treatment will now be stopped or postponed, that will become even more heightened. So they're going to feel very stressed and anxious. They're going to feel panicky, short of breath. They're going to feel tightness in the chest, all of the things that we know happens when we feel anxious and stressed. But I have a couple of things that I often help clients learn to sort of trick the brain back into the part of itself, if you like, that is much more soothing. So in fancy terms, we call it the parasympathetic part of the brain. And there's a couple of those that maybe your listeners might find interesting.
Absolutely.
So the first one is what we call 4-7-8 breathing. And very simply, this is a yoga breath. And what you do is you basically take a breath in for four, you hold it for seven, and then you exhale as long and deep as you can to eight. And those breaths are literally the equivalent of a brake in a car. And it basically says to the brain, everything is okay. And three of those in a row can often not totally get rid of the stress, but it brings the volume level of the stress down. So that's the first tip that I would give. The other one again is what we call grounding, and it's a 5-4-3-2-1 exercise. Again, some of your listeners may know it already. It's looking for five things that you can see, looking for four things you can hear, looking for three things that you can touch, two things that you can smell, and one thing that you can taste.
Okay. Yeah. That's really interesting. So that's kind of like a mindfulness exercise.
It is. These are mindfulness exercises on the go, and they work. The other thing I would say is, again, a lot of the people that are, you know, currently contemplating treatment or moving into it will have their own sort of psychology toolkit with them as well. And sometimes I know people carry worry stones with them, or they might have a little bracelet that someone's given them. That means quite a lot to them. And those sorts of things, you know, wearing our resources are important, as well as maybe having, again, along with that 5-4-3-2-1 exercise, you know, having a little bottle of scent of, you know, that brings us back to a place. One of my clients at the moment carries a little box, a little smelling perfume of verbena. Aww. And that lemony smell reminds her of home, where she's from in Australia.
Okay.
So it's just about pulling together some of those things that we know really work when our brains are stressed and anxious.
So one thing that I had a real problem with when my cycles were cancelled was this feeling of hopelessness, like there is no hope left. Is there a way of kind of, it's hard to reason with your brain when you're in a very dark place, but is there a way of kind of combating that? Should people just be finding ways to distract themselves?
I think distraction is really important. But I think the other thing is that, you know, we are social creatures. And I think that we need reassurance in these very, you know, difficult times. So it is about reaching out to a tried, trusted person. Hugs are very important. You know, little words that we might receive from friends. I think that the real people who will understand how we feel are those who have gone through this with us. So those within the TTC community. However, the other thing that I think is really important, and I think unfortunately, what's happening now speaks to two big things when you're going through fertility treatment, which is, of course, the loss of control and the sense of time passing you by. And one of the things that I've been, again, working with clients on is trying to do what we call a reframe. So right now, I mean, if you look at the guidance from Escher last night and the British Fertility Society today, they are recommending, you know, that treatment stops because there is so little known about the potential impact on the embryos, on staff, but also in terms of being pregnant. And so one of the things that one of my clients has started to do is to reframe stopping treatment at the moment. And she came up with this lovely reframe, which was, I'm keeping myself and my M babies safe. And so it's something about taking up what it is that we are doing and sort of almost balancing the hopelessness with a sense of, you know, it's not right now, but it is going to happen, but not right now because of these reasons. And being able to hold on to others, really, because there is going to be a type of grief. I mean, we know that people are in precision planning for months before they go into treatment. And so some of the feelings might be akin to grief, as you said, hopelessness. And it would be really important that we reach out to others who really, really understand the depth of that grief. So mantras, reframe, and also reaching out to others. And actually what we know is hugs, virtual or otherwise, bring about oxytocin levels in our brain, which combat the adrenaline and noradrenaline that, you know, are linked to stress and anxiety.
So maybe, you know, if you haven't spoken to anyone about what you're going through, yeah, now is the time to find one person who can,
absolutely,
who can really understand you. And
absolutely. And it's somebody who should not dismiss you, because I know a lot of people will be dismissing themselves. You know, they'll be saying, gosh, there's other things at stake here for other people. Why am I so beat up about this? But these feelings are real. I think the other thing I would say as well, because I speak a lot about fertility trauma, that unfortunately having a cycle stopped can also bring up other memories from when cycles have stopped or cycles couldn't go ahead, or indeed, and unfortunately, you know, where pregnancies have been lost. So do not dismiss these feelings. They are real. They will feel very powerful. But it is very important that people are able to reach out to, you know, either a counsellor or to a trusted friend, or indeed to some of the Instagram groups and feeds that are out there, including your podcast, of course, which is
of course, everyone should listen to that. I mean, I was going to say, you know, there's a lot of, I think we've got a lot of listeners who have emailed us to say it was only after they listened to the podcast that they did join the Instagram TTC community.
Yeah.
And perhaps if you haven't, mm-hmm, now is the time to do it.
Definitely. I think there are some wonderful examples. I mean, yourself, obviously, one of the ones that I find really powerful is Misconception Coach. And she talks a lot about validating these feelings. Because, of course, often these feelings are felt in isolation. We often hide them from others. We feel ashamed of them. But there is nothing more powerful than knowing that, you know, people on the other end of the line, on the other end of your post, will absolutely get what you're talking about.
Yeah. And I guess, I mean, you've talked about it, you've touched on it there a little bit. But I imagine one thing that would be going through people's minds right now is, why am I feeling such grief and such misery when there are people out there who are dying? So yeah. I imagine people are kind of beating themselves up.
Yeah, in the ways that I know that, you know, these wonderful, wonderful people do. I mean, first of all, I would say, let's be realistic here. This is medical treatment. That's the first thing. And there will be lots of people out there having medical treatment cancelled and will have those feelings. So I think that's the most important thing. You know, this is medical treatment. And of course, it's medical treatment that when it stops, stands in the way of these long held dreams that we have of being pregnant and, you know, finally, you know, being able to be parents. So these are going to be very intense feelings. The compassionate mindset, as I say, that often goes missing for those of us who are so good at, you know, being very strict with ourselves on diets and exercise regimes in order to get through treatment. So it's about perhaps stepping off the treadmill of the exercise regime and the diet for a few days. Perhaps it's about, you know, speaking to a friend who, again, will be the compassionate voice and will tell us to look after ourselves. It's doing things that are more akin to having your partner massage your back or just allowing yourself slob around perhaps for a day and watch TV. It's moving in again to that other part of the brain, which is what we call the parasympathetic brain. It's rest and digest. And that is crucial, because if and when treatment does start again, it will be really important that, you know, that you have that capacity within yourself to be able to be kind, to be compassionate, to be. And again, if you're able to do that, it has really positive knock-on effects for your autonomic nervous system, your stress levels, anxiety levels. And it's about also maybe roping your partner into this, if indeed you're partnered in treatment as well, and getting him or her to join you in, you know, being kind to yourselves, allowing yourself step off the treadmill.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, Julianne, thank you so much for doing this.
Very welcome.
You know, we don't know how long this is going to go on. We don't know how bad it's going to get. It may be that we need to call on your very calming, soothing tones again. Thank you so much.
Take care, Emma.
Mate, how are you doing?
I'm okay. I've had quite a lot of fights with various parents because I feel like they're not taking it brilliantly seriously. But on the bright side, I wrote a little note to my upstairs neighbour, who's definitely in the over 70s category, and I said to her, like, let us know if you want us to run any errands or if you want us to, like, go and get you some supplies. And she phoned me and said, thank you very much for the note, but she's absolutely fine because she's got a chest freezer full of pheasant.
Oh, wow. What a legend. That's the most Notting Hill thing I've ever heard.
It made me laugh so very much. Yeah, so there's that.
Hey, maybe you're going to need her help. You might need one of her pheasants.
Absolutely. Blitz spirit and all that. I've also spent the last 2 days wandering around every supermarket I can find to find some loo roll. Can't find any.
And?
None.
Can't find any?
No, literally. Like, I'm now rationing it in my house.
Oh, it's so mental. I can send you some, because people of Broccoli seem to have kept their head about loo roll a little bit. God. So we can. It's still available.
Please.
In this vicinity.
God, am I going to have to go south of the river to buy bog roll?
Oh, such disdain in your voice. Yes, you may have to, because we are right-minded and you guys north of the river are nuts.
Apparently we are. How are you?
I am good, yeah. It's your parents aren't taking it serious. Mine are taking it very seriously. So I'm getting daily calls from both parents being like, you haven't been out for coffee today or anything, have you? I'm almost glad that they've now told us to avoid restaurants and coffee shops, because, I mean, I called you yesterday. Literally, I was standing outside the coffee shop that I really wanted to go into. And I was like, oh, I don't know whether to go in or not. Am I going to get corona if I go in? So at least I feel like that's been kind of taken away now. It's like, okay, I won't go in. I'll avoid it. And yeah, we're just sticking to walking around the park, which is lovely.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to get tiring very quickly.
Yeah, I think it is too. Yeah, I met up with a friend today and we stayed 1 meter apart.
That's very clever. Yeah, I met up with some people as well and we were probably a meter or two apart, shouting at each other from across the park.
You're all right. Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a really strange time to be alive, man. I don't think anyone, any of us, even our parents, haven't experienced anything like this. It's really nuts.
It's very, very odd. So I guess the thing to say to everyone is just look after yourselves.
Yeah,
look after
and
everyone
each other.
Else. Yeah. And we'll see you guys on Tuesday with our first episode of our new series, which we're going to have to re-record the intro for because we were a little bit jokey.
A little bit jokey.
A tiny, tiny bit.
I mean, you've got to joke a little. If you don't joke about these things, you'll cry, right?
Yeah.
When
your IVF cycle's been cancelled, you probably find it hard to joke.
No, of course.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll see you on
Sending
Tuesday, guys.
Lots of love, and I hope that your treatment is not disrupted.
May this pass quickly, and the odds be ever in your favour.
Exactly. All right, guys.
See you later.
See ya.
Bye. Thank you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.